this open format.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people.
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Valentine's Day. Yes, it's Friday. It's Valentine's Day. And you know what? People are on their way. You're commuting, you're getting there, and you're trying to figure it out. As we traveled the city this week, especially yesterday, the malls were packed, the shopping centers were packed, the grocery stores were packed. It looks like you guys have some amazing, amazing things planned for this weekend, this Valentine's Day weekend. So we hope that you have love in your heart as we are celebrating the love month, not just today on Valentine's Day, but every day. And as we know that you are celebrating love month right along with us, make sure that you have some love for the folks that are on the road this morning. Now, as we were traveling in, as we were commuting in this morning, it was foggy out. Not really bad, but just enough fog to kind of make sure that you need to be careful. And every single morning, we ask that you give yourself enough time to get there safely. And for the most part, I believe that most schools are in session today. A lot of people had challenges with the cold and the ice and the power outages. And I know that our family was happy last night when we got power back. And yours was too. Hopefully you got your power back. Schools got power back. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I said it yesterday. It bears repeating. You know what? Gratitude. When we walked in the house last night, young Deuce Christmas said, you know what? It sure is good to have the power back. And sometimes we just use these lessons in life that just happen as teachable moments. It's an opportunity. It was an opportunity for our family to come together without any electronics in the cold, using the generator that we had. We have a gas stove, so we were able to make some meals and sit down and just fellowship. And for us, that's really celebrating love just at its finest. Very simple. You don't have to do much. Just be there to love each other. And you know, as you're getting started on your commute this morning, we want to remind you that school buses are rolling, school kids are out, school zones are flashing, and they're flashing until 9 a.m., so give yourself enough time to get there safely and to slow down through those school zones. And as we talk about Love Month, just a fun fact about Valentine's Day, and this was written by Julie Fishman. It's called Romance Report, and it says this: Cupid's got his arrows aimed at billions of lovers as we celebrate Valentine's Day. And these fun facts about the world's most romantic holiday are just the fix for nursing a broken heart or distracting one that's a flutter. Whether you'll be kicking back with your own single self, ladies, or you're carousing with your Prince Charming or the one you love, it's a holiday, hopefully, that we will all find a way to love. And you know, this morning, I was talking to a sister friend right before we went on the air, and we were talking about just resting. And I'm going to tell you, it went down into me so very deeply that I said, you know what? Sometimes we get such in a scurry that we forget to just rest in our faith and be comfortable right where we are. So no matter whether you're celebrating the love of yourself or you're celebrating the love of yourself with your love, we hope that you will find a way to just love today and this month. Just focus on love, loving those people that are unlovely, loving yourself, and loving where you are. And I'm going to tell you what, sometimes that's the biggest, biggest challenge, especially when you don't want to be where you are. So we challenge you this morning to change your thinking. It's Friday after all. it's the weekend that you just love yourself, you love others, and you love where you are. And you know what? It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, so it promises to be exciting. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, they are those specialists that are known for making patients better, faster, and it's their top priority. You know what? They're using technology that is less invasive, that's easier for patients because there's no long recovery time, less risk, less pain, and shorter recovery. That's MIGS. Again, they're making patients better and faster. It's their top priority. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website is www.hixonhasit.com. And don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone for home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. And don't forget about, once you're going to get your new vehicle or you're going to get your new boat or whatever it is, you got to have a credit union with heart. And that is the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need just a little help. You can phone for more information at 800-454-3730. Don't forget, lots going on down in Avoyelles Parish this weekend and every weekend. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information about happenings down in the parish, the number to phone, 800-833-4195. Or you can go to their Facebook page. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Hey, don't forget about Legacy Floral Designs. Today is that day. If you haven't already gotten that special loved one, those beautiful flowers, Legacy Floral Designs can still help you. 318-321-1991. And you know what I was thinking this morning? If you don't get flowers and you're worried about everybody else at work that's going to be getting flowers and everybody's going to be oohing and aahing about their flowers, just call Legacy Floral Designs, love yourself, and send yourself some flowers. Who says you can't do it? Nobody ever has to know. Love yourself at Legacy Floral Designs. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to tell you who's joining Real Women, Real Talk this Friday. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No.
I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper 3rd, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Love Month, and we know that you're on your commute this morning, and you also know that it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. So we're going to get right to it, and I'm going to introduce you to our ladies. So what we did is we're traveling this morning, and first of all, I want to start right here in the capital city, Baton Rouge. We want to welcome her very first time to the OPT Network, Yvette Brunswick. She is an author. She is a workshop leader. She's a motivational speaker, and she's also a radio personality. Yvette Brunswick, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to Real Women, Real Talk.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Then we're going to head down to Atlanta, the ATL, to Jay Stone. She is the founder of Emotional Nudity. She's a contributor for Essence Magazine, and she is a socialpreneur. She is all over the place. Jay Stone, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we move out to California, let me ask you this. How are you guys faring in the wintry mix down in the ATL?
Well, I stay out of it. I'm from Georgia, so I just know better than to try to do anything with rain, sleet, cold. You just stay home. So I'm doing good. I think people learn their lesson. It's just a little bit different this time.
Absolutely. And then we want to head to sunny California, where there's not nearly enough rain, most specifically Newport Beach, California, to author Laura Doyle. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She's a relationship coach, and she is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post. Laura Doyle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So, ladies, we're super excited about having you guys here for Real Women, Real Talk. And, you know, as we're celebrating the Love Month, this is what's on our plate this morning to talk about. You know, there are a lot of people that are saying, you know, they're excited about Valentine's Day. They're all about it. And then there are those people that are saying, okay, I'm single and I'm trying to be excited. And so this morning's conversation hinges on what makes a man respect a woman. And have we as women been authentic women? And this is what the author of this article wrote. Men love women who are authentic and feminine. This is according to Matthew Boggs. He's the author of Cracking the Man Code. He said, they like to be the pursuers, being true to yourself and trying to act and think the way a man wants you to will allow a man not to really respect who you are. And so this morning, I want to talk about women being their authentic selves and loving their authentic selves and being enough. And Jay, I know that you know a lot about that. So let's talk about, from your perspective, women being their authentic self. How are we doing in that respect?
I think we're failing greatly as a nation in that regard. When you look at a lot of people try to model themselves after television stars, superstars, reality stars, and then, you know, they need to look a certain way and dress a certain way, and they have this kind of starstruck mentality of who they want to behave like, and they're like, I want to look like Kim Kardashian, but I was like, Kim Kardashian has an entire team, and I don't know how much plastic surgery to make her look like this. And so we are very uncomfortable with ourselves. We definitely suffer as women from the not being good enough complex, and we've been taught for generations, fake it till you make it. So we are very afraid to show people the ugly. And so, and that's the primary reason why I founded this brand, is because, baby, if he ain't ready for the ugly, he doggone show can't work with the pretty.
Well, you know what, and I think that that's what attracted our team to Emotional Nudity, Jay Stone, and the things that you had written and your blog. And I want you to tell people that maybe have not connected with Jay Stone and Emotional Nudity what that is.
It's certainly living out loud. I started out, my blog started because I was sharing a series of those aha moments, those really pivotal moments where you have to look in the mirror and decide, you know, not to pick yourself apart this particular day. And then you have to own your stuff. And I think that a lot of people are afraid to own it, don't want to own it, don't have the strength to face themselves when it's ugly. And so I started to write about it and blog about it, and then it just became kind of this. I developed a following. So I have to say I'm what they call an unintentional inspiration, an accidental inspiration. I wasn't trying to inspire people. I was just kind of sharing my story. And one of my major challenges is that I struggle with obesity, and not just, 20 pounds, 20 vanity pounds away. I'm technically morbidly obese. And I wrote about that for Essence, and the article was called Why Is She So Fat? And I think that my content is generally shocking for people because I address topics that people are very, very afraid to look at and address head on and talk about and say, hey, this is me. I've got to struggle with my weight. I've got to talk about that to myself. Mm-hmm. And what was happening is that people were talking about me and my content and my website. They were talking about me behind my back. They were calling me fat. They were calling me names. They were talking about me. When I was on your show, it was about the cyber bullying before. And so what was happening is people were having this entire conversation and this entire opinion of me without any input from me at all. I wasn't even having a say. They weren't talking to me about it. And so I needed to take back the conversation and talk about that tough topic for me. And I think that most people give away their power because they're so afraid of your seeing the ugly. And emotional nudity is all about coming clean about the ugly.
Well, so as we talk about...
It's a very empowering thing.
And so, Jay, as we talk about the authentic woman, and not just the authentic woman, but the authentic person, did you feel drawn out by your supporters to be authentic? Did you feel like you had to come out and really say something on your own behalf and be authentic?
I don't think that initially my journey was about anybody other than me. It was probably therapeutic to write it publicly, but it really wasn't for them. I'm sorry. I'm on a journey. I'm on a path. And that path, you know, required me to do some healing. I just so happened to share the results publicly. But I think that I would have been authentic and gotten here regardless. I think what I did was I got tired of hiding. You know, I own a successful marketing firm here in Atlanta, and it's all about the persona. I call Atlanta the home of the $30,000 millionaire, right? Because it's all about persona. It's all about perception. And, you know, if you don't drive the right car and if you don't show up in the right space and if you ain't got the red bottoms on the shoes, you know, the problem is you.
Mm.
And so I kind of just got tired of living that lifestyle because it was not me. And so I had to find spaces where I was just not tolerated but embraced. And part of that was to really start to find spaces. You know, I initially connected online with people.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, I do a lot of stuff offline. But it was initially me just trying to get back to the 20-year-old chick that just liked who she was and was happy about it without all the criticism.
Mm. And so, Yvette, let me turn to you. You hear what Jay is saying, and we're talking about the authentic woman. Have you ever thought about self-authenticity and where we are moving as women in that realm?
Yes, and being as a woman and being authentic, I think that's where our power actually lies, in loving yourself and being who you really are. And if you can't accept who you are, how can others accept who you are?
Mm.
So I think in being authentic, it really brings out who you really are in a point of being the real you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't present a fake person to someone and expect it to be accepted because I promise you it will be exposed later.
Right. But don't we do it all the time? Don't we do it all the time though, Yvette?
Oh, yes, yes. Because it's easy to do. It's easy to cover up the issues that we have. And I like what she said. She said she looked in the mirror. You know, you have to look in the mirror at yourself and be honest with yourself first of who you really are before you can even be honest with anybody else about who you are.
Mm-hmm. And so, Laura, Yvette has an incredible point, as does Jay. Most women, whether they would admit it or not, are really struggling with how to look in the mirror and accept who they are and really understand who they authentically are. And I know you're coaching a lot of people, a lot of issues. Talk about it for me, Laura.
Sure. I think one of the really fascinating things for me,
when I used to hear about being feminine or being authentic, in some ways for me they were empty words. I grew up in I was a kid in the 70s, and that was a big time of saying men and women are the same and there's no difference. Mm-hmm. You're just a smaller, less hairy man. So that's really all, so what is femininity? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know if it kind of came across as a liability in a way. But today what I understand to be femininity and authenticity are two things. And one is receptivity, the ability to receive graciously from a man especially, but really everywhere I go. If a girlfriend says, "Wow, your hair looks beautiful mm-hmm. today," and I'm thinking in my head, "Wow, I haven't washed it. It's kind of dirty." But just to smile and connect with her and thank her for that compliment instead of dismissing it, right? Or and same with our men. When I have a retreat, I'll say, "Who here has gotten a gift from their man where they thought, why in the world did he get me this, or he got me something ridiculous?" And every hand goes up. There's the woman with the Swiss Army knife for her birthday, and the one who got the bagel slicer for Valentine's Day, and the one who got the battery recharger for Christmas. And we can't understand, why they got us these things, but receiving is, for what you want exactly. You can drive down to the mall in the car and get out and get it, right? Mm-hmm. But receiving graciously is something different. It's about just understanding that they gave some consideration and thought to something we would like, and we can just broaden our horizons a little bit by receiving it in a way that is authentic, actually, but also is open, that we're not turning to him and saying, "Why did you get me this?" So that mm-hmm. we teach him not to get us things in the future.
Mm-hmm. And so, Jay, why do you think it's so challenging? Because I think, Laura, you're right on point. Why is it so challenging for probably almost every woman that is listening? Men don't seem to have this problem. Why is receptivity so hard for women? Why is it so hard for us to receive, no matter what weight we are, no matter what we're wearing, no matter how great we could look? Why is it so hard for us to be gracious and say thank you?
I don't know that the thank you is the hard part. I think that the receiving a lot of times comes from the fact that our culture teaches us that women are here to serve 100% and completely. And so we're taught to take care of the children. We're taught to take care of our man, take care of our household, take care of the community, take care of the church, take care of your sister's kids. We mm-hmm. are taught to take care of everyone else and to serve. And so when we're not accustomed to receiving. So for most of us, if we talk about love languages, gifts are generally not our love language. Usually it's acts of service and a whole bunch of other stuff, because gifting was not ever what we were groomed to do. We were groomed to serve. And so, and then you turn on the flip side, that because you're told, this is your role, this is how you're important, and this is why you're important, okay? Then we also feel that we're not worthy of that, because we're not supposed to receive that, right? And I think that the new generation got it right in part because they're so much more superficial, because I'm definitely raised in the 70s. So maybe it's all about the gifts for them. And I think if we can mesh some of the old school with the new school, right, that it's not about how much you give, it's about, the thought behind it. It's not about you not receiving at all because I'm a giver. I just don't think that we have a balance in that receiving component. But I definitely think a lot of women don't feel that they deserve it because they've been taught to only serve.
This morning, we're real women, real talking, and we're talking about the authentic woman and how we can all get better and really open ourselves up to the idea of possibility. And I believe that this morning's conversation with Real Women, Real Talk is going to allow each and every one of us to do a self-check. Magnolia State Mortgage, well, it's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, they'll refinance, they'll help you to purchase your first home, or they'll help you to invest. The number 318-561-8000. 1-800-926-2520. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. And don't forget, because today is Valentine's Day, Legacy Floral Designs is right on point. If you're not being sent a floral, send yourself a floral. It's really easy. 318 is the number, 321-1991. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more Real Women, Real Talk right after this. Stay with us, everybody.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. Well, big girls, sometimes we do cry. We don't want to say that we cry, but sometimes we do. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And what an incredible panel that our team has assembled this morning. Down in the capital city, Baton Rouge, we've got Yvette Brunswick. In the ATL, the icy ATL, we have Jay Stone. And in Newport Beach, California, we've got New York Times bestselling author Laura Doyle, and we're talking about the authentic woman. And we've been talking during the break, and this is what I want to talk about, ladies, next, is we've talked about it on this show many, many a time, loving oneself. And then I will add to that self-acceptance. And Jay, you know, you have been so open with your weight, with your emotional nudity, with showing all of your followers, yourself, glammed up and not glammed up. And so how do you get into, because we say it all the time, love yourself. What does that really mean? How do you get into self-acceptance, i.e. then loving yourself?
I think the first thing that I had to do was to decide that I wanted it. Initially, the self-hate, and I was really knee-deep in a pool of self-hate.
Well, let me stop you there, Jay. When did you know that you were in the pool of self-hate?
I think initially I did not. I knew that I was not happy, meaning I always chose men that did not show up for me. I knew that I always felt out of place when I went to networking events, and I knew that I always felt not good enough. And so I knew that on a cellular level, but I didn't know that all of that equaled self-hate. And I think that I started coaching with a life coach because I thought that I was just not happy with my life. And I think through that process, I uncovered that it really was the definition, the truest definition of self-hate. And then I made the decision that I didn't want to hate myself. And trust me, it's not something that you can just say, oh, I don't hate myself today. You know, it took years and years of solid work, conversations, real conversations with myself, to finally get to the point that says, look, you know, I'm a potty mouth, moody, overweight, workaholic, right? And that's okay.
Wow, that's keeping it real at its realest.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I had to look at the fact. My sister was like, "You felt," I'm like, "Okay, I received that." And so I had to get to the point where, you know, we're often defensive of all the other stuff. And then I had to learn, and this is the kicker, because that self-acceptance can be really, really tricky. The kicker is to learn what baggage belongs to you and what does not. So don't take on somebody else's baggage. I had a student a few years ago that told me, you talk to me like I'm stupid. No, I'm talking to you like I'm frustrated. Now, if you are feeling stupid, let's talk about where that's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm dealing with frustration here. Mm-hmm. That's what my, and so the fact that you internalized that and interpreted it as me being condescending versus me being frustrated, why did you internalize that to be about you?
Mm.
And so that wasn't my baggage.
Wow. And so for those women, Jay, that might say, wow, I think that's the deepest thought that I've heard in a long time, self-hate. And that's a deep, deep revelation. And when you have that revelation, how do you start to dig out of that? Because, you know, we're always saying, love yourself, be good to yourself. But when you don't even like yourself, let alone hate yourself.
I don't think we know what that means. I don't think we know what that means. It's pretty words. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what that means. And so I think we have to actually start to define what does that mean. Being good to myself means getting enough sleep, means not feeding my pain with food. It means telling this guy who was the absolute love of my life that you're toxic.
Mm.
It means doing the painful stuff. And it means having those conversations with yourself daily. I think that when I initially started the conversations that said you are good enough, you're pretty enough, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, but I still said it to myself.
Mm.
And over time, I started to believe it. And then the behavior started to match the words. And then all of a sudden, not only did I believe it, I started to live it. So there was a layered process to getting out of that pool.
Mm. Yvette, I hear you over there. What are you thinking?
Well,
I hear you in Baton Rouge.
I'm really just excited about what she's saying, but the things I'm looking at here is the acceptance of who you are and where you are. And that means the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, it whatever it is that where the place that you're in, you have to accept that for where it is, accept it for what it is before you can even move on to anything else. And then, like we talked about before, about taking the mask off and being real,
mm-hmm.
because it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't love yourself if you, again, back to being authentic, if you can't get back to that place. Also, in loving yourself, there's a place of where you have to care for yourself health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just dismiss every little thing. Everything points back to yourself. In a sense, now we're going to be selfish. We're looking at who we are, and we're going to care for who we are, because
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to care for you like you can care for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing that I had to deal with my own personal self is how I allowed other people to treat me determines how much I love myself.
Talk about that.
Before, about somebody else's garbage or somebody else's trash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come dumping all that on me.
Mm-hmm.
How I allow you to treat me, how I allow you to talk to me determines how much I love me. Because I'm not going to talk to me any kind of way. I'm not going to treat me any kind of way. And then I had to learn to stop being the victim in everything. Because that's another sense of not loving me, being victimized all the time.
When did you realize, Yvette, that you were being the victim, that you were allowing yourself to be victimized?
When I was I found out I was depressed and didn't even know it.
Mm.
Went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, is anything unusual going on? And you're depressed? And I'm like, no. Well, it wasn't unusual because it was the life I was used to living.
Mm. The misery that you were, the misery that you knew and became accustomed to.
I became accustomed. It was a way of life for me. But I was being the victim and didn't even know it.
Mm. And so, Laura, I want you to weigh in because you are literally talking to, I mean, multitudes of people and coaching. And so we've got a lot of dynamics. And this is what we really love about Real Women Real Talk, because we bring our real selves. We take the mask off, the mask that hides grins and lies. We take that off. And then we bare our souls so that we can begin to heal. How do we come to that place of truth, Laura?
Yeah, I think for me it comes back to this ill-fated romantic getaway that we had in Hawaii where, you know, it was before we were married. My husband took me to Hawaii. Well, the first day we were there, I thought, oh, I can't wait to go to the beach. And we woke up, and I turned to him and said, hey, what do you want to do today? So I didn't say, hey, I want to go to the beach. I just said, what do you want to do today? And he said, I find it could be fun to go look at a volcano. And inside I was thinking, a volcano, okay, I guess that's what we're doing. And I thought that to be nice, it meant that I wouldn't say what I wanted because then we'd have a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So no sense of authenticity here, right? So we're driving in the car going, I guess we're headed towards a volcano. I can't see any volcanoes. We just see these stupid rocks, and it's hot in the car, and I start to just fume. I think, gosh, you didn't even ask me what I wanted. Here I'm making this big sacrifice. I could be on the beach, but here I'm in the car, and I'm not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what's wrong? And I just let him have it. You know, it came out sideways. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, did you think this would be fun? Because this is not fun. And I just feel so sad for that younger version of myself who didn't realize that part of authenticity is saying, I want to go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I want sushi for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a hula hoop. I want to live by the beach. Whatever it is that you want, whether you can get it or not, I think there's just so much power for women in being focused on their desires, because as soon as I said I'd want to go to the beach, he's like, if I'd known you were going to wear your bikini and we were going to go to the beach, I'd been all of, I just want you to be happy. And then we would have both been happy.
Now, let me just ask you all to ponder this, because I think that's so important, Laura. And as you said that, every woman, I think, has been guilty of that. And is that some sort of covert, some kind of secret trickery that we're doing? We're making the suggestion and a hoping, whatever it is, whether it's about going to the beach, whether it's about what you want to do, you're making a suggestion because it's what you want. And when it doesn't happen the way that, a form of trickery. I mean, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of us have had the I want trained out of us, maybe. Maybe as little kids, we're at the store saying, Mom, can I have this? I want this. Can I have this? I want this. And your mom's like, shut up, or I'm putting you back in the car, or whatever, right? We just, it's just maybe a natural part of parenting, but there's not a lot of honoring of what we want, maybe as we grow up. And so it feels awkward. It feels vulnerable. It feels emotional, like emotional nudity,
mm.
I think, to actually even say, you know, these are the things that I want, because we're afraid we can't. We've got a little circular logic, too. Like, I had one client where she worked with her husband. She lived with her husband, so she was always with her husband, like somebody else I know. But in her case, she wanted to have some solitude. She really did well when she could spend even a day or two just by herself to write and think
mm-hmm.
and look out the window. But she was afraid to say it because she thought, gosh, if I am saying I want to be alone for a couple of days, why am I even married? Maybe
right.
I shouldn't be married. So she had all this judgment for herself, so she couldn't come out and say that she wanted the solitude. So through the coaching, she decided she would, and she gave herself a rental at the beach for a couple of days. The husband was totally supportive. He's like, you do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to be happy. She went away for a couple of days and came back refreshed, empowered. She had some new insights for her business that were, you know, pretty substantial and revolutionary. And, you know, she loved him more than ever, and he loved her more than ever after she gave herself what she wanted.
Absolutely. And, Jay, I think that it all reverts back to what you were saying when you said that men didn't show up for you. A lot of times
right.
people don't show up for us because we're not accepting of ourselves enough to say, this is what I want. And I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes I want to eat just something really simple, like I'll want maybe to eat Italian food, or I'll want something that I know that my husband doesn't want, and I'll make that suggestion hoping that he'll say, oh, okay, that's fine. And then when we don't get the response, or whatever it is, when we don't get the response and people don't show up for us the way that we want, we're setting ourselves up for something that could never possibly happen because the other person can't read your mind.
So, yeah, and we get really angry about that, don't we?
Absolutely.
We get really angry about it. We're like, but if it was me, I would have done this. You should know. And here's the thing. I mean, people have varying degrees of that interpersonal intelligence, that ability to read someone else's body language or needs or wants. You know, we have varying degrees of that. And I'll be the first person to tell you that mine is very, very low. So if you don't actually say it, the likelihood of it happening is probably very low, mm-hmm. because I'm not going to just, you know. And then 3 days later, I'll be like, oh, were they trying to ask me to do something? And so I'm a very, very direct communicator because I communicate in a way that I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes for people that is off-putting, because here in the South we're taught to be polite and not to be too abrasive and not to be too direct because it's rude. And as women raised in the South, you know, we're be polite, be feminine, be, you know, all of this, and it is so stifling. And then we wonder why we don't get our needs met. And so ask. And I think the hardest thing for me to learn as a business owner was sales, because I didn't know how to ask for the sale. It was always that, so if you need me, call me. I'm here when you're ready. And my sales coach was like, no, you have to say, when are we going to get started?
Right.
Are you ready for making your down payment? It has to be really, really. And why can't we do that? Why can't we implement that? And I think that because we're basically, especially as women from the South, are taught that it's really rude to ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's funny how you can be direct in one area, but when it comes into closing the deal, then, you know, there's a drawback. You know what I'm saying? You can be direct in one area, but when we need to close on the deal, then we go back, we revert back to, oh, okay, I got to be nice. I don't want to be too pushy. I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Here's the challenge in that, Colette, we live in women have to exist in two different planes simultaneously, because for women, that's not always acceptable personally or professionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to balance between asking for what you want and basically being labeled as a bulldog. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So you have to, because for women, it's not acceptable to be too assertive and too aggressive, you know, to bring your balls to the table, so to speak. It's not acceptable for us to do that. So we have to constantly have that balance between the two. And honey, it is difficult. It is difficult to just be a woman in this world.
Mm. Absolutely, it is. Hey, everybody, Sylvia's Caring Companions, Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team, caring for the community, 318-346-2540. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, get to a better state with your State Farm agent in Devoyles Parish. Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695, Get Wired Communications, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. It's Love Month. It's Love Day. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, but it's also real women, real talk, real raw conversation. But you know what? Conversation that I believe is going to make each and every one of us just a little bit better. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Fantasy,
lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire. She's walking on fire. This girl is on fire.
Looks like a girl, but she's a flame. So bright she can burn your eyes.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. What an incredible conversation. This morning, we're joined by Yvette Brunswick. She's from the capital city, Baton Rouge. She's an author, workshop leader and a motivational speaker, also a radio personality, Jay Stone, all the way from the ATL. She's the founder of Emotional Nudity and a contributor to Essence Magazine and a socialpreneur. Also, Laura Doyle. She's a New York Times best-selling author, relationship coach, and a regular contributor to the HuffPost. And during the break, we were talking about, you know, as we're celebrating Love Month, and we're really talking about a lot of things that we all need to explore. And I want to speak directly to those relationships and those people, especially women, who allow themselves to remain in toxic relationships. And Jay, you said that you had to say to the love of your life, you are toxic, I've got to let you go. And so how do you get the courage to do that?
I mean, quite frankly, I didn't. He loved me.
I love that.
I didn't have the courage.
Keeping it real.
I didn't have the courage.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have the courage.
I did not have the courage. And I think that it took me a long time to even admit publicly that he was the one that broke up with me. You give that, we're done, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
With all the attitude of venom. But no, I don't know that I would have had the courage. I think that once he ended it, I had the courage to allow it to stay ended. But I don't know that I would have. And the reason I held on for so long was because in the back of my mind, I felt like he was the best that I was going to be. I was never going to get a guy better than him. Me being overweight and assertive and driven and all of this stuff, I wasn't going to do better than this guy who was charismatic and attractive and well put together. I wasn't going to do better than that. And then the other part of me was, there was, let's talk about it, the crazy chemistry sex thing that we can easily get addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was that piece. So there was also a chemical, technically a chemical addiction too.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a couple of things that made me not strong enough to walk away. There were a few things. And so thankfully now I'm a different person. And I had to grow, but I had to build the muscle to walk away.
Where does that honesty come from, Jay, where you say, you know what, I didn't leave him, he left me? Where does that gut-wrenching, I mean, dig down deep, I'm going to just keep it real, where does that come from?
Again, it's heavy to carry the mask. It's heavy to keep up with the lies. It's heavy to try to, you know, pretend to be something that you have it all together. And here's the real deal. You want to know the real truth, the real liberating
thing? Absolutely.
Why does it matter? I mean, why does what you think of me matter?
Mm.
And so we do a lot of that because we want people to see us in a certain light. At the end of the day, again, that's giving away all of your power. So it doesn't matter to me that you think that I was stupid or that I was, because at the end of the day, I'm very clear that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave that example of the person who said, you talk to me like I'm stupid. Well, I'll never, ever feel, no matter how condescending or aggressive someone is in their language, I will never feel stupid because at the root of it, I know that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, you just have to know. You just have to know. And so now that I know who I am and how I operate and what baggage is mine and what isn't, what do I have to hide? And I'm an emotional nudist, but I certainly don't put all my business in the street. And I think that there's a difference with that, too.
Yvette, I want you to weigh in on that, those toxic relationships that we hide behind. Why do you think that we do it?
I think it all goes back to not loving yourself. I can't speak for anyone else, but I can say for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who I was, so I stayed in relationships with people that, now that I look back at it, they didn't love me, they didn't care about me, they didn't care about what I cared about. It was just so I can be with somebody because I didn't know who I was. I wasn't happy in being by myself.
Mm.
I didn't know who I was or what I wanted out of life.
And when did you figure that out, Yvette? When did you figure out that... And are many women doing this? Are we keeping toxic men because we really don't know who we are? And as Jay said, this is probably, especially as you get to be our ages, you start to become middle age, you think this is the best I can do. Why are we holding on to that?
I think a lot of women hold on to it, kind of like Jay said, maybe this is all I'm going to get, because you don't see yourself doing any better. And I'm a firm believer, if you can't see yourself somewhere, you'll never get there. So if you don't see yourself in something better, you'll never have something better.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I always saw myself in that one little place, just as happy and content, because I had somebody who I thought loved me.
Mm-hmm.
But yet in all of that, I never even loved myself. I didn't even know who I was or what I wanted.
And so when did you figure that out, Yvette? Because don't you think that probably on this day where the media, the world is making so much of love and being in love, when did you figure that out?
I figured that out when I realized how much God loves me.
Mm.
And I had to put man aside, because man didn't even matter at that point. Once I realized how much God loved me, that God was the one taking care of me all those years. It was God sustaining me. It was God keeping me. It wasn't the man. And so when I was able to grasp hold to that concept,
mm-hmm.
it was nothing I couldn't do at that point.
But don't
I
you think
God then?
But don't you think though, Yvette and ladies, that you know sometimes, especially when society says, okay, you're a certain age, you hadn't had any kids, you don't have a husband, all the things that society says that you should have when you should have them, if you have a man, that old adage, I'd rather have a piece of man than no man at all. How do we get past that mentality?
It's with a decision. You have to make the decision that you want what you believe at this time is best for you. It doesn't matter what society says, because society has what they have. They're the ones who've constructed this rule
mm-hmm.
of you should have this by that age. But what do you say? What is it that you desire? What is it that you want? That determines where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what anyone else is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I had to realize.
But wasn't the hardest thing, though, Yvette, making that decision, deciding okay, no matter what happens, you know, I'm going to be okay?
Oh, yeah, it was very hard. But I was rooted and grounded in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made the difference, because I had two times in my life.